Do you have spiritual discipline? It is quite natural for Buddhists to look for triple gems for peace and solace, especially when they face life crisis. When someone passed away, they will invite Buddhist monks to come for funeral rites and rituals. They will listen to Dhamma talks for peace and happiness. When a dear and near one is sick and hospitalized, they will invite a monk to visit the patient in the hospital and seek the guidance. When faced with family issues, human related issues in workplace, or relationship issues, or any other difficult time, they will look for triple gems. As a monk, I have attended many of such events and met many Buddhists who are looking for such consolation, peace, happiness, and clarity. I always encourage them to practice the Dhamma in daily life. Whenever I encourage these good friends to practice something spiritual in daily basis, most often than not, I got a lot of excuses from them. Among many excuses, one of the most common one is, I am busy, I do not have time. But those people who say that they are very busy and they do not have time for spiritual practices, they have plenty of time for other things. The same people have a lot of time to enjoy Facebook, TikTok, or any other social media. They have time to go for sensual pleasure and spend hours and hours for a video game or something they really like to do. Or some of these people, they have enough time to go for clubbing or party, and they enjoy. And for such things, they have time, but when it comes to a spiritual practice, they do not have time. What is the reason? What is happening here? The second common excuse that I heard, especially when I suggested them to practice meditation, they simply says, Bhante, I cannot meditate. My mind is running here and there. I cannot concentrate. So simply I cannot meditate. But this is precisely the point. Many people expect their mind to be calm, serene, peaceful, and well concentrated the moment they sit for the meditation. Such thing doesn't happen. Meditation is not a miracle. It is a training. Precisely, we do not have concentration. That is why we need to develop it. Precisely, we do not have mindfulness. That is why we need to train ourselves to develop it. Precisely, we do not have attention. That is why we need to train. So the purpose of the meditation is to train mindfulness, concentration, attention, and such excellent qualities. So to say that my mind is running here and there and I cannot meditate is in fact a wrong understanding. So we sit for the meditation and little by little, together with the practice, we achieve those excellent qualities. Most of the time, I encourage people to adopt Buddhist spiritual practices like paying homage to Triple Gems in daily basis. This may take around 10 minutes. Or just practice a kind of meditation for 10 minutes. It can be metta meditation, it can be mindfulness on breath, it can be anything else. Or I also encourage them to do mindful contemplation, reflection. Or simply read a few pages from a Dhamma book. All these do not take much time. If you can spend 10 minutes per day, eventually, together with your spiritual development, you will find time easily and you will have plenty of time to do these kind of things. However, all the Buddhists, they wish to have a peaceful mind, joy and happiness in their mind. They want to have clarity, wisdom. They want to have tolerance, understanding, and excellent qualities like mindfulness. But the reality is this. If you want them, you need to work for them. How can you expect to have these excellent qualities without working for them? This is, again, the human nature is such, we always want a quick fix. We want the results to be very quick. The reality is this, without discipline, no one can achieve any success in life. A student will never get academic success if that student is not disciplined enough. That's the truth. A businessman will never get success in his business if he is lack of discipline. Similarly, as a Buddhist, if you expect any spiritual progress on the path of the Buddha towards enlightenment, you need to have spiritual discipline. Now, why is it so difficult to spend 30 minutes for a meditation practice? And why it is so easy to spend whole night for a sensual party? Why is it 30 minutes of meditation practice feel like an eon and whole night of sensual gratification seems like a few hours of enjoyment? What is the reason behind this? The reason is very simple. your desire will be followed by your energy. Where there is a will, there is a way. If you have desire to do something, you will find your ways and means. You will have plenty of time, plenty of energy, and whatever resources are needed, you will look for them. That is the simple truth. Your desire will be followed by your own energy. Buddha, in fact, encouraged all his disciples to develop their spiritual faculties. And he said, if we need to have spiritual discipline which lead us to awakening, then we need to have four qualities. These four qualities are known as Iddhipada, the basis of spiritual powers. They are Chanda, Virya, Chitta, and Vimansa. The first quality is Chanda. Chanda here means desire. You need to have desire to cultivate mindfulness. You need to have desire to cultivate concentration. You need to have desire to have perfect purity in your mind. You need to have desire to have spiritual strength. So first thing is the desire. You need to have desire to follow the path of the Buddha. If you lack of desire to practice the Noble Eightfold Path, then there's no way for the progress. But the moment you have the desire to practice the Noble Eightfold Path and achieve great virtue, great concentration, great wisdom, then with this desire, your mind is moving towards that direction. Your desire will create necessary conditioning for you to move towards that direction. So, as I said earlier, desire will naturally followed by the energy. The moment you have the desire to do something, you will get a lot of energy. And those people who always say that I'm very tired, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, I don't have time, all these people who have got so many excuses, the moment they have desire to do something, they will find energy, they will find time, they will wake up very early morning to do what they want. So here the theory is very simple. Your desire will be followed by the energy. So energy here means virya. So the moment you have desire to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path, naturally you will have so much energy. You have energy to practice meditation. You will not feel lazy, tired, because you have so much energy. When you have desire to do charitable work, you have so much energy to do that. So in this way, friends, the second quality the Buddha pointed out, the energy. Then the third one is Chitta. Chitta means here your whole mind, your intention or your thoughts directed towards that spiritual practices. Together with the desire and energy, then you need to have the right intention, right thoughts, the right mindset to practice. Desire will give you the whole field to operate. Energy will provide the necessary physical and mental energy for the task needed, and the intention or your mind precisely directed towards the task, whether it is a meditation, or whether it is a chanting, or whether it is a sutta reading, or whatever the spiritual practice that you choose. Then of course, the fourth one is vimansa, investigation. From time to time, you need to investigate. Am I following the right direction? Am I making any progress? Where should I make the amendment? So in this way, you need to investigate your own progress. So you need to adjust and adapt. So if you have these four things, what it means is that you have spiritual discipline. If you lack of these four things, it means you do not have spiritual discipline. In Samyutta Nikaya, there is an entire chapter dedicated for these four qualities: Chanda, Virya, Chitta, Vimansa, desire, energy, mind, and investigation. These four are recognized by the Buddha as the basis for spiritual power, spiritual discipline. The Buddha says, one who neglects these four things, they have neglected the Noble Eightfold Path. But one who has cultivated or taken these four things to be cultivated, he has taken the Noble Eightfold Path to be practiced. So that's very important. Now, the good news is this. There are many Buddhists who cultivate these four wonderful qualities. There are not hundreds, there are not thousands, but there are many hundreds of thousands of Buddhist followers. They dedicate to develop these four great qualities, which is the spiritual discipline. As the Buddha pointed out, Dhamma piti sukhang seti vipassanena cetasa ariyappa vedite dhamme sada ramati pandito. These wise people who have taken these four to be practiced as a spiritual discipline, Dhamma piti sukhang seti, they are happy here and now because they practice the Dhamma, and by drinking the Dhamma, they become more happy and joyful. Vipassanena cetasa, they have clarity, calmness, peace, and serene mind. Ariyappa vedite dhamme sada ramati, they enjoy practicing the Dhamma declared by the Noble Ones. I have seen these Dhamma practitioners. They are among the monks, nuns, as well as lay people. They have great faith in the Triple Gems. They have great wisdom, clarity, and they have marvelous and wonderful qualities that we all look for. I have seen some of these great Buddhists in their deathbeds. And I have seen the inspiring confidence that they had. Even at that moment, they had great faith in the Triple Gems, and they had clarity in their mind, mindfulness, and they faced the death with mindfulness and clarity. Last 2 years, was a difficult time for many human beings. And that is so even for Buddhists. Nevertheless, I have seen those who practice the Dharma, they face the situation with balanced mind. I never came across any practicing Buddhist, a Dharma practitioner, who came to me saying that, Bhante, I have depressed, I have anxiety. You know, during this pandemic, I created this issue or that issue. I never came across such a person among Dharma practitioners. But of course, during this period, there are many people suffering from many other issues other than economic and social. Many people are suffering from mental issues. But I don't see such things among true Dharma practitioners. And they can cope well. So friends, if you have spiritual discipline, you definitely can practice the Dharma. The moment you practice these noble teachings, you will experience here and now the spiritual bliss and happiness, clarity, wisdom, and the other excellent qualities that this path of the Buddha will lead. To end this talk, I will remind the Buddha's own words. Tumehi kichang atapang akha taro tathagata. You need to walk the path by yourself. The Tathagata, the enlightened one, will show you the way. So friends, if you wish to follow the Noble Eightfold Path and achieve any success on this path, you need to have spiritual discipline. Okay, I think this is enough as a talk, so we can have a Q&A.